This event might seem like a typical show at the Rialto Theater in downtown Tucson. The music is loud and the nearly sold-out crowd seems pretty pumped up. However, the stars of this show are the glass artists performing on stage. This is the 2013 Flame Off, where dozens of glass artists are competing head-to-head in front of fans.
The format is fairly simple. If you think of Iron Chef, high intensity, high enthusiasm event.
Margaret Zinzer is a glass artist. She's also president of the board of directors for the Sonoran Glass School in Tucson. That's the organization behind the Flame Off competition that recently took place.
Where we bring artists from all over the country who are conveniently here during the Gem and Mineral shows. And we have artists compete either as individuals or in teams of two. And they get anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours to make the most spectacular piece that they can in that very limited time.
About 24 artists competed in this year's event, some coming from as far as Japan. And the manipulation of molten glass on stage resulted in a wide assortment of pieces.
This is what this competition's all about.
Zinzer says the event is now in its 11th year, and it allows the public to see firsthand the dynamic process of flame working, where once in a molten state, the glass is formed by blowing and shaping with the use of tools and hand movements.
It is an exciting challenge for the artists to get to kind of keep on their toes, fix cracks as they happen, make sure their piece comes together the way that they want. That's part of what gets the crowd motivated.
This near-capacity crowd at the Rialto Theater seemed pretty motivated, and people had the opportunity to make bids on the glass creations. The event serves as a fundraiser for the nonprofit Sonoran Art School and also helps the public get interested in glass art.
I think it definitely leads to other people exploring what the options are in glass arts for them.
John Peter Wilhite manages office operations at the Sonoran Glass School. He says the Flame Off event helps demystify glass arts and makes it accessible to the public.
I think it does. I mean, I think what happens is it begins the process of someone thinking, and a lot of times, like I'm at the school every day, so what happens is I will sometimes see someone 2 or 3 weeks down the road and they'll say, I was at the Flame Off and I just want to find out more about what might be available to me. It's the first time I've seen it. I really want to find out more.
Wilhite says the Sonoran Glass School is an educational organization, and it's dedicated to promoting the appreciation and awareness of glass as a visual arts medium. He sees firsthand the process of discovery that takes place when students come in from the community to take classes, including hundreds of young people each year.
When they finish, like when they finish a class, when they finish, we have one class that's a semester-long class, and I remember talking to some of those students, and it was as if they were just in awe of this themselves. You know, like, I can't believe I finished this. I can't believe I did this. Look at all these pieces I created. Most of them just love it. It's really sort of, it's a love that's just unbelievable. And you really see it in people's faces and in their eyes from the experience they're having from working with the glass.
Working with glass can mean many different things. Zinzer says what people saw at the Rialto Theater earlier this month is only one of the techniques utilized at the Sonoran Glass School.
Flame working, which was highlighted at the Flame Off. We also do furnace work, so if you think of offhand style, large vases, very traditional Italian techniques. Kiln forming, so anything that can be slumped, fused in a kiln, stained glass, mosaics. We also teach cold working, so all of the grinding, cutting, polishing, sandblasting.
It's a rather diverse set of skills that a glass artist can bring to bear on this visual arts medium. And Zinzer says her scientific background in entomology has served to shape her artistic vision as a glass manipulator.
What spoke to me, you know, with a scientific background, glass is a very technically based medium. There's a lot of chemistry and physics in understanding the glass. And so once you understand that science, there's just, you know, an endless amount of room for creativity. And that's really what spoke to me and drew me into the medium.
Zinzer says the next public Sonoran Glass School competition will take place in April. Teams of artists will try to create the piece with the most steam. That's elements of science, technology, engineering, art, and math. You can check out azpm.org for more information. It's under Arts and Culture. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.